There are some places, this is one that's in all the synoptic gospels, where Jesus corrects an understanding of what it means to really relate to him. And it's worth pondering. Try to think of the love that was between Jesus and Mary. Just think. Two people, the very Son of God himself in his human heart, so committed to the Father. And the pure human being most like him in the whole world, committed to the will of the Father. And yet, they were both tempted. Jesus in the desert, and throughout his whole life, to yield in his whole humanity, which was perfect and not out of order like ours, to yield in his humanity to the will of the Father. How sensitive he was. His temptations in the desert. Peter, whom he calls Satan. He's just told the disciples, the Son of Man must die, must be killed, must die, must rise again. And Peter says, oh, not for you, Lord. Oh, no. And what does he say? Out of my way, Satan. Because you think the thoughts of men and not those of God. Think how hard, I mean, isn't it amazing? This pure, beautiful, totally given over to God, in fact, in the process of being divinized, humanity, struggling. Today is Tuesday. We say the sorrowful mysteries. When you say the first one, just stop a while. That's God lying on the ground, sweating blood in his humanity. And so we have Mary's temptations. You know, if they have to, you know, pay a price to get adjusted to the will of the Father, what about us? This happens, you see. We have the same thing in John's Gospel, at Cana. They have no wine. Woman, what is that to you and me? Has not my hour already come? Why does he call her woman? Because she's Eve. She shall be called woman, because she is taken from man. Only twice does Jesus address Mary in the whole Gospel of John, and both times he calls her mother, woman. Mary, I'm thrilled that you're my mother, but you are also my companion in the work of salvation. I know, I'm touched that you're interested in helping them with the wine, but don't you understand, my hour has begun now. This is a new dimension. We are now embarked on preaching the gospel. So that when I die and rise again, people will understand and will be able to assimilate the divine life I give them. You are Eve. And it gets worse at the cross. Woman, behold your son. From now on, the church is your child. So that's what we have in this text and the other one like it, in this synoptic text and then another one that Luke has by himself. What's the standard for relating to Jesus? A brand new family. A messianic family. Based on the will of God. It's going to cost. It cost Jesus. It cost Mary. It's going to cost us. Paul says, if I knew Christ according to the flesh, I know him so no longer. For anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. That's in 2 Corinthians 5. So you see how many of our thoughts are so worldly and fleshly and human and comfy. And the Lord is saying, I have a consolation for you beyond imagination. I want you to be in union with me. I want your spirit to open up and stand before the abyss of the act of love in which I died, and let it take your breath away with its power and its beauty and its, come. This is hard for Mary. And John Paul II has beautiful things, how Mary grew in faith. And so, who's my mother? She's standing right there. Who's my mother? Who's my brother? Who's my sisters? These relatives, whoever they are, is another sermon some other time. Virgin, Mary was a virgin in her conception of Jesus, in her birth, giving birth to Jesus, and for the rest of her life. So they're not natural children of Joseph and Mary, whoever they are. Who are they? I'll tell you who my mother is. I'll tell you who my brothers and sisters are. Whoever does the will of my Heavenly Father is my brother and sister and mother. That one gives birth to me, first in their own heart, and then in the world. Oh, come, my friends. There's nothing wrong with being human. I've come to save it and make it eternal. But on my Father's terms. On my Father's terms. In the garden, he's going to say to his Father, if there's any way out of this, I take it. But if not, let your will be done. A perfect, perfect human being. So he understands when we struggle that we're not up to this. No, we're not up to this. Why do you think he feeds us on his body and blood every day? So like Mary, we can grow. And if I have considered Christ according to the flesh, and I sure have, and you sure have. He's nice, tame Jesus, you know. Or he's whatever I think. No, no. He is the divine Son of God, whose love for us, whose desires for us, whose comfort that he has for us, are beyond our imagination. Why do we suffer? Well, because everybody suffers. This world is a mess, huh? Teresa of Avila used to say, life is a night spent in a bad hotel. You see? But there's so much more. And it is the will of the Father. We can be have comfort. But you see, in a text like this, you know, we can see Mary grow in faith. Isn't that great? We can see Jesus. Out of my way, Satan, you're a temptation to me. I love you. I'd like to listen to you, but I can't. You're not doing the will of my Father. Forgives him, makes him his the leader of his church. But he's got to grow. And that's like us. That's like us. She comes. She's just concerned. The shame of a Middle Eastern family not supplying everything needed for a wedding feast, which goes on for days. The shame. She's worried about them. And he says, you know, that's an edifying thing. And I'm worried about them too. In fact, I'm going to multiply, you know, 6 times 120 gallons or whatever. I mean, that's a lot of wine. But first, you've got to understand something. From now on, and I, you know, this is a whole new relationship between you and me. Woman, no man in that part of the world ever calls his mother woman. Jesus addresses other people, the Samaritan, and he addresses woman. He says woman in other places, but not to your own mother. But she's woman, huh? And I will put enmities between you and the woman. Now understand who you are, Mary. You are that one. So what about us? Well, that lovely text of Paul. If I knew Christ according to the flesh, I know him so no longer. And he sure did. Not only knew him according to the flesh, hated him according to the flesh. Wanted to kill all his disciples. So he had some growing to do. But he did it. The apostle to all the nations. And then he says, see, if anybody is in Christ, look, it's a whole new creation. Does it uproot you for all that is genuinely human? No. But the problem is, we don't know what's genuinely human. It's so much greater, so much more beautiful, so much more demanding. This is a great text we have today.